All right, so that didn't go too well. Mike Glennon is there's a reason he's a backup.
My God, what a disappointment.
I didn't really expect much. I thought Saquon would play better. But yeah, no one really played well. I don't know what to say about this game, really. Defense played okay.
Defense played all right. I mean, they let up 20 points.
Yeah, I mean, 20 is not a bad number. I don't
know. God, Glennon is just, what a disappointing game. Just horrible.
Yeah.
Could not complete a pass to save his life. I mean, he completed 23, but like half of them were like 2-yard checkdowns.
So terrible, yeah. I mean, Saquon had 6 catches for 19 yards, so that tells you everything. No, we didn't even have a game. Yeah, no, it just wasn't a good game. No one played well. The defense played okay, but no one really played well. This week we got the Chargers. Keenan Allen is out. Mike Williams is maybe out. Eckler might be out. I don't know. But
Eckler is healthy. Trust me, I know Austin Eckler is healthy.
He's questionable. I don't know. He's probably gonna play.
They upgraded him to healthy. He's good.
He's good to go. Okay. Well, yeah. Mike Williams is probably good to go, but he was like a close contact. So I don't know. Keenan Allen's definitely out though. So the Giants are. I don't know. I think they're starting Mike Glennon again this week.
No, they're starting Fromm.
No, I got an alert. Glennon cleared concussion protocol and will start versus Chargers.
No, that's a lie, bro. You cannot start him.
I'm not lying to you. I'll send it to you right now. Live, bro,
you
live texting.
Start him.
Live texting. This was literally like a half hour ago. See it?
It was a goddamn injury report.
I just sent it to you. I wouldn't lie. I want Jake Fromm. Not that it would matter. Jake Fromm will be like, bad anyway.
Do you see the problem here? Giants. Joe Judge, like, come on now.
The Giants are just, like, the worst. I love the Giants, but I hate the Giants. Like, they just can't get out of their own way.
Mike Glennon cleared the start.
God. Adoree Jackson is out. Looking for else. Yeah, I mean, everyone's injured. Shepard might be back. Tony might be back. Galladay might play.
I think it'll be fine. I think Tony will play.
Yeah. So the Giants are going to lose this week. I'm going to mark that down for my picks. You went 6-7. I went 7-6, by the way, last week.
God, what a terrible week.
It was a bad week. You know, what are you going to do? You know?
You know what else it was a bad week? Bad week for you in fantasy.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, I have overtaken Tom. I will indeed have a better record than Thomas at the end of the season.
Not necessarily. What if you lose this week and I win?
Well, we'll be tied.
Yeah. But you said
you have
a better record.
Do you have me on points?
I have you on points by a lot.
Damn.
I have 16-40 and you have 15-26.
I mean, it's just the comeback is incredible. I mean, just what a turnaround. But we'll talk about that.
Listen, my team collapsed, I'm not gonna lie, but I also have the most points in the league against. Do you wanna know how many points against you have? 1684. You want to know how many I have?
1750. Oh, by a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, not really.
Not a lot, but a good amount. That's
You have Jackson by 3 on that in that category, or Jackson has you by
3. I know, but I've also scored way more points, so it's – I don't know.
Yeah.
So this is a big week for me. I have to avoid the
– Who do you play?
I'm playing McKee. I'm projected to win by 8 because thank you, Osborne from Minnesota, for having a good game last night.
Oh, of course. I drop him and he starts to perform, right? I dropped him and he had a touchdown. He had like 15 points against Detroit.
Yeah.
How many points did he have this week?
17.
Oh, my God. As soon as I drop him, right?
Well, because Thielen got hurt last game, so that's why he played well.
That's such a bad.
All right. For all the people, I've literally worked the waiver wire so hard this week.
It's not even the waiver wire all season.
I mean, yes, but this week especially. This week alone, I've probably made like 20 moves. Here's my starting lineup. Russell Wilson, Kamara, Barkley, Adams, Osborne, Gerald Everett, Tyler Boyd, that's Jeff Wilson, and Seahawks defense. So,
oh boy, that's a tough one. Yeah, you have Gesicki on bye, Pittman on bye.
Mark Ingram's out, but he's Beal the backup. I picked up Gutton on the Chargers. I picked up Booker again.
He's a deep threat. He's nice.
I know. I dropped Booker. I picked him up again because Saquon was questionable. I got Hasty, and I got the freaking Lions backup running back. So I'm like preparing for the worst case scenario.
Who's the Lions backup running back?
Whoever I picked up. I don't even know how to pronounce the name. IG Buki.
Iggy Buki. That's not on your roster right now.
He's on my roster. I'm looking at my roster. Godwin. His first name is Godwin. Anyway. And I added a spot for the benches. So if I win, I'm okay. If I lose, I'm not. Very not okay. But we'll see what happens. We'll see how it changes.
I played Dylan this week, projected to lose by about 30.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You're all good. You're good. You and Richie are good.
I know. I'm out of the poop hole, so that doesn't matter. I don't really care, to be honest with you.
Basically, what I need to happen is I need Kyle to win because Kyle's neck and neck with me with points. He's ahead of me now, and Jackson's, like, behind me, so.
So, wait. Kyle and Jackson play each other for who goes to the poop hole.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Well, but if one of them beats me in points, like, if I lose and whoever loses that game beats me in points, it's me. Versus Shane.
Let's see.
Not good. Because Shane's Kyle definitely.
Young points.
I think I'll be okay.
No, you're safe from Jackson, I think.
I think so.
You have him by like 80.
Yeah, I think I'll be okay, but I don't know. I gotta score. I gotta score points.
Yeah, you gotta put some points on the board. If you lose and Kyle loses, you're screwed.
Because here's my last. Okay, so I went all out to beat Dylan, the best team in our league, in week 7. I scored 173 points that week. Since week 7, I scored 118, 107, 92, 107. 101 and then 79. I'm barely breaking 100 or not breaking 100.
Dude, so not good. Scored.
And last week was against Dylan, so you guys.
I started out first 4 weeks 2-2, then lost 3 in a row, brought me to 2-5. Sorry, lost 4 in a row, so brought me to 2-6. Then went on a 3-game win streak, 5-6.
And you saved your season.
Saved my season.
I lost 4 in a row.
Then 2 losses, so 5-8, and now. Wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense.
No, you're 6-7.
Yeah, but how am I? I just had a fun. So I started out 2-2.
Just look at your schedule, man.
Lost, yeah. Oh, I counted wrong. Okay. Yeah, started out 2-2, lost 3 in a row. So
we're not good at math here, people. Then, all right, not bad. But yeah, you turned your season around. You and Richie really, I thought it was going to be you two, but you saved your season, so that's good.
I had not scored.
Before we get into a little more of the Giants, I just gotta say, respectable showing for the league this year. Very competitive. I like it.
Incredibly competitive.
I like it.
Incredibly competitive. Besides Liam and Parker, who are both 9-4.
Yeah, but even Dylan's 8-5. McKee has 7 wins. Like, you know, it's balanced. I like it.
Very balanced league. Very great
job. Divisions will change next year. We'll see what happens. Maybe we'll keep. Yeah. We'll find out. But anyway, on the front of the Giants, we got to talk about the Giants. Yeah, I think Daniel Jones is going to be out for the year. I do. I really do.
I think you're right.
I really do, and it's sad.
So that being said, at what point do you say, all right, Mike Glennon is horrible. When do you start Jake Fromm?
Like tomorrow, like this week.
Yeah, I think they should start this week. Yeah. I don't understand why they're starting Glennon. Like, he obviously didn't do anything. He went 23 for 44, like a .185.
I don't think they care at this point.
.87 and a pick.
I don't think they care at this point, really. I
could not move the ball down the field to save their lives.
It's just bad. It's just really bad. It's not even fun to watch. I don't care if my team's bad and they're fun to watch. There's nothing to look forward to. It's really depressing.
Horrible, man.
Horrible. Yeah, they're gonna get killed this week. I was really hoping they could beat the Cowboys in, like, I think it's the week after, but they're not gonna beat the Cowboys.
They will not beat the Cowboys.
They will not beat the Cowboys. Really, what I'm looking forward to is the off season. To be honest with you,
see what they're gonna do.
See what we do with our two first round picks, and I guess it's good if we keep losing. We'll get a top ten picks. I don't know, like.
Well, don't we play the Bears, like, next week?
We do. So, we can win that game. I don't care. It doesn't matter either way.
Yeah.
Win. I'd rather win, I guess. But, yeah, we can win, lose.
The Bears matter. Next week, we should probably win.
Listen, I think the Giants
and win. By should, I mean, like, should try to win.
I think the Giants win two more games. I think they beat the Bears, and I think they beat the Eagles. Because I'm going to that game. So, they're going to beat the Eagles.
I don't think they beat the
Eagles. No, I don't even think they beat the Eagles, but I think they'll win too. I think they'll end up beating, like, winning against Washington or something, or the Eagles.
They should beat Washington.
Yeah, they should.
Haven't played them since week two, though. God.
All right, I guess we got to talk about it, though. Do we want Russell Wilson?
How old is he? 33?
Something like that. I don't want Russell Wilson. I don't.
I don't know.
Listen, you look at Seattle, right? We're the same team as Seattle without Russell Wilson.
Yeah, we just are. That's true.
We are. We don't have, they don't have a good offensive line. Seattle. We probably have a better defense, but they don't have a good offensive line. They have some decent weapons, and he's just, it's the same thing. It's the same exact thing. And we're going to have to give up, like, three picks or four picks to get him, and it's like... But he's not going to have a line. That's going to be bad.
If you're going to go for a quarterback, then go Rogers. For someone like, no. Go for someone low end. Like, go like.
Well, Rodgers is a free agent, isn't he?
No.
I think he might be.
Is he? I don't remember. I think, actually, you might be right.
I think they can cut him next year or something like that because they reworked the contract when he was holding out. So,
yeah,
if he's out there and you literally could just be like, hey, Aaron, we'll draft two offensive linemen in the first round. Please come. I think he would think about it.
Please come here.
Please come here.
He's going to Denver.
You're a weird guy, but please.
If the Packers cut him, he's going to Denver or he's going to Pittsburgh?
No, I think we should just sign Teddy.
Teddy?
Yeah, pretty much. Just someone like that.
It's not a bad play. I kind of like Teddy.
Teddy, Ryan Fitzpatrick. It's a rebuilding year. Like
Fitz. Years. I was actually going to say Minshew.
Oh, actually, get Minshew. Because he's bad. Like, maybe you can get some.
You can get Minshew for like third or fourth round pick. And maybe some
he
like.
Be a free end. Agent. I don't even know. I feel like he's like, I guess how long has he been in the league? It's his third year?
Three, four.
Yeah, he's probably still under contract. But think about it. You know, maybe, you know, it's exciting. I just want excitement. That's all I want. We're not winning any Super Bowls anytime soon.
Nah,
just want excitement. Anyway, all right, who are you taking this week?
Not the Giants.
Not the Giants. Yeah, we're both taking the Chargers.
If Mike Lennon's starting, I'm not picking the Giants. I'm sorry.
I actually like the Chargers. I think I'm just going to, like, not root for them, but like.
Justin, I'm going to root for Austin Eckler. We're on his ass all
day. Yeah, I'm just fantasy week, man. Just
a big fantasy week.
Big fantasy week. The Vikings beat the Steelers last night. Exciting game. Thank you, Gutton.
Into an exciting game.
I know. I stopped watching after the third quarter.
But I didn't watch it at all because I was at the.
I watched the first half and I was like, I got my fantasy points. I'm good.
I didn't watch it at all. I was watching Seton Hall beat Texas last night.
Another top that's right. Congratulations. Yeah. Another top 10 win.
Yo, the most hype environment I've ever been a part
of. Wait, what are you guys ranked?
Even close. We were 23.
Oh, so now you're going to move up to like 15, 16?
Yeah, probably. But we play Rutgers on Sunday, and Rutgers just beat the number one team in the country, Purdue.
Yeah.
And we're going to kick the crap out of Rutgers. My God.
Are they good? Or they just...
They kind of got lucky, to be honest.
No, I watched the end. Like, I saw the buzzer beater, but, like...
Yeah.
They were in that game. Like, are they actually good? Or
like, 4-4. They're not that good.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
well, out. Now they're 5-4, but they're still not that good. We're still going to kick the crap out of them. So, yeah, if we beat Rutgers, top 10 possibility.
Close, yeah, maybe. I don't really know.
At least 12.
Yeah, I think it'll be like 12. I was going to say like 13, 12 or 13.
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
Freaking roll Pirates, baby.
Good for the Big East, too, I guess. So high. Teams up there. All right. Yeah, in St. John's, there's nothing to talk about, so whatever. Cowboys at Washington. Washington on a little win streak here.
This could be a very good game.
I think it could be.
Washington's home. Heineke's
Pollard. Really well. I think Pollard might be out.
Pollard is questionable at the moment.
I'm going to take the Washington football team.
I'm going to take Washington as well.
I got a feeling they put it together. Make a run for the division, too. They're 6-6. They're in the 6th wild card spot right now.
Maybe.
Falcons at Panthers. Nobody cares. Falcons.
Nobody cares. let's just go opposite. I'll take the Panthers.
Okay, you'll take the Panthers, sure. Cam Newton is just he's done.
Let's go opposite. So you take the Falcons, I'll take the Panthers. Because who cares about this game?
Jaguars at Titans. Titans.
Yeah, Titans. Not even close.
Jaguars look awful against the Rams. No, no life. No, they're not even playing James Robinson. Titans struggling, but I think they'll end up with like 10 wins.
Coming off the bye, yeah, they'll be fine. And they get Jacksonville. They'll be all right. Don't you worry.
Two byes in a row. Raiders at Chiefs. Chiefs are really I think Chiefs have 4 wins in a row.
Yeah, they're kind of killing the game right now. Chiefs are favored by 10. That's a wide margin.
Well, Darren Waller's out.
But I still wouldn't say 10.
He's like a 3-point swing.
See, I don't know who to go for here because, like, I want Renfro to have a good game because I have Renfro now. And I also want Mahomes to have a good game because I have Mahomes. See how this is all biasly about fantasy?
It's literally all about fantasy. Terrible. Point in the season.
Fantasy football ruins, hot take, it ruins football for fantasy. Like watching of games.
Yes, but the way I do it is I don't pick any teams I don't like. So I don't have any Cowboys, Eagles.
I don't pick anyone from the NFC East. Fantasy football. I don't do
it. It ruins it in a way, but like it's also like I don't know. I just don't pick players I don't like.
I don't care if Mahomes played for the Cowboys. I'm not picking him.
I wouldn't take him either. No, I wouldn't.
I'm not picking him. But I'm gonna take. Yeah, I'll take the Raiders.
Really? Okay.
Raiders.
I feel like the Chiefs are due for a letdown. Their offense hasn't even been playing that well. It's mostly defense.
Yeah, no, the defense is
stuck. I can see the Raiders beating them. Ravens at Browns. Ravens, disappointing game against the Steelers.
How are the Browns still 6-6?
They just have a really good roster.
That's incredible. They're hard. Baker Mayfield is horrible. So
I know. Their roster is kind of impressive. They're finally getting healthy, too.
Yeah.
They got Landry back, Hunt's back, Chubb's back. I don't know. Who are you going to go with?
Lamar has been struggling.
Lamar's been playing really bad.
Really bad.
Division game. Lamar. They should have won that game last week.
I think he has at least 3 picks in, like, 3 straight games, no? It's at least 2. It might be 3.
It's probably, like, 2, yeah.
And I like the Browns defense, to be honest. I'm a big fan of Denzel Ward. I think he's going to be really good.
He already is? Myles Garrett's insane?
Probably defensive player of the year.
I would take TJ Watt, but I love the Watts, so.
I don't know. Who are you taking?
I'll take the Browns.
All right, I'll take the Ravens.
Ravens really should have won last week. I like going for that 2-point conversion. I know people were like.
I respect it. I do.
They had the perfect play.
Perfect play call. It
I think you agreed with me on that in the group chat. You were like, yeah.
No, it's perfect play call.
It is. I like it. I would do it every time.
And open just to execute it well.
Saints at Jets.
Oh, God, the Saints. I have a bit of a quarterback predicament.
Taysom Hill.
I have in my dynasty league. So I have my top three quarterbacks this week are Stafford, Taysom Hill, and Ryan Tannehill. Stafford's starting either way because he's
Matt Stafford.
Right. It's Matt Stafford and it's the Rams. Doesn't matter if they're playing Arizona. But then I have Tannehill against the Jags, and I have with Julio coming back.
Yeah.
And I have Taysom Hill against the Jets.
I'd probably put Taysom Hill in. He still has like 20 points right last week.
Just because he has rushing upside.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to leave Taysom Hill.
He had like 20 points last week and he played bad.
He had 25 last week and he was.
He played bad and he had 25. Picks. I know.
He had 25.
He just is. He's going to run all over the Jets.
Yeah, no. All right. I'm going to leave Taysom Hill.
All right. Seahawks at Texans. I guess we're both going Seahawks. We don't even need to talk about that.
Yeah. Davis Mills got the starting job now for the Texans for the rest of the year.
I mean, I don't hate it just because who cares? You're going to cut him next year anyway. He's a rookie right now. Like, just he's throw him out there. If he plays well, maybe. I don't know.
Hey, if he plays well, the Giants might pick him up.
Oh, God. I don't want him.
Please, God, no.
He has a bigger neck than Mike Lennon. Lions at Broncos. Congratulations to the Lions for beating the Vikings last
week. America's team.
Everyone wanted them to win. It was so funny. I think they're going to win again. I really do.
Really?
I think they're going to win this week.
I don't.
Taking the Lions.
So I'm taking the Broncos.
I'm taking the Lions. I believe in Dan Campbell.
Good for you. I think they win that one game. That's about it. Unless they –
they've been in, like, every game. There really hasn't been any blowouts. And Teddy Bridgewater said every time Dan Campbell used to speak when he was on the Saints, he wanted to punch a wall. And that just – that fires me up.
They don't really have many other chances to win other than
they have they play Falcons. The Bears again?
No, they have the Falcons and the Seahawks are the only other two chances they really have.
They can win both those games?
It's possible. I don't think
do they play the Bears or Vikings?
No, they don't. With divisional.
They probably play the Packers again.
I'm a liar. They play the Packers week 18.
Of course. Packers might be resting starters.
Yeah, that's true.
But the Lions will probably still lose. 49ers at Bengals. Bengals, bad loss last week against the Chargers.
Oh, tough loss.
Niners, too. Bad loss against Seattle.
Yeah.
Niners are favored.
This could be a very good game.
I'm going to take the 49ers.
Oh, good, because I'm going to take the Bengals.
I know, you're a Joey. Yeah.
Joey B, baby.
Dang, I don't know. Jamar Chase just doesn't look good the last few weeks.
It doesn't matter. He's got Joe Mixon. And he's got T. Higgins, who is coming into form. 100-yard games the last two games. What a guy.
Yeah, true.
I think the Bengals are – I think they win this game for sure.
Two games of the week this week. This is one of them at 4 o'clock, 4:25.
Why is that Bucks? 4 o'clock?
Bills at Bucks. Patriots have a bye, but they're the one seed in the AFC.
Yeah.
That was just awesome. That game was awesome, how they ran the ball like 50 times.
Mac Jones threw the ball 3 times.
2 of 3, baby.
You want to hear the funniest shit ever? Oh, my God. This is the funniest thing. So, my roommate in our fantasy league, he's down, no joke, he's down 1. Going into Monday night, and he's got Mac Jones, Hunter Henry, and Tyler Bass.
Okay? No.
My other friend who he's playing has Nick Folk and Jacoby Myers. Mac Jones puts up 0.52. Tyler Bass puts up, I think, 4. Actually, I think that's a lie. I think Tyler Bass only put up like 2.
Tyler Bass might have put up negative. No, I guess he hit a field goal.
No, he hit 1 field goal. So I think he stayed positive. Hold on. Let me just check.
Right, but he missed one?
Dude, it was the funniest thing. We're all like sitting there watching the game like, oh my God, he's actually going to lose this. Yeah, Mac Jones had negative 0.54, so he went down half a point.
Wait, how do you have negative? What is it, sack yards?
No, he had a fumble in the beginning of the game. He recovered because he didn't throw the ball.
I didn't watch the game.
Hunter Henry had 0, and Tyler Bass had 3. So at the start of this game, he's up by my he's down one, and all he needs is Mac Jones to throw for 20 yards, and that's it. And he's good.
He just needed 5 points for Mac Jones.
And my other friend who had Myers and Folk, Myers had zero, but Folk had seven. So he ended up winning by five.
That's just tragic.
Oh my God. It was hilarious. It was so, so funny.
God, a good win for the pass, but bad loss for your friend.
A tough loss. Knocked him out of second place in the league. He's down to third now.
Oof. Who are you taking?
Tough week. Oh, God. I don't know.
Bucks?
I mean, I guess I'll take the Bucks.
Yeah, I'm taking the Bucks. I don't think I think the Bills are good, but I don't think they're that good. They haven't beaten anyone good.
Yeah, no.
They got crushed by the Colts.
Yeah.
And they lost. Yeah. So, I don't know. Bears at Packers. Packers.
Aaron Rodgers is going to train Bears. On the Bears on prime time. It's going to be.
I think it's Justin Fields again, too. So.
Oh, is he back?
I think. What I got. Monday night game. This is the second. There's two games this week. This is the other one. Rams at Cardinals. Very important for playoffs.
This is a big game. I'm excited. And the division. I'm excited to watch this game.
Rams are 8-4. Cardinals are 10-2. I don't know who to take.
I'm gonna take the
Rams. Who do you like?
I like the Rams here. Just because I think
they do, but I'll take the Cardinals. I like the Rams though.
I think the Rams defense is slightly better.
Yeah.
What's ESPN have it at? ESPN has it at 59-40 in favor of the Cardinals with a 0.3% chance of a tie. So I think the Rams probably get a win here.
Yeah.
I like the fact that they're underdogs. Plus, Matthew Stafford's just so good.
Yeah, I like the Rams too, but I'll take the Cardinals. Be different. All right.
We'll see. If you look at this, well, who's
Cardinals are favored, obviously.
Is D-Hop playing?
Yeah, he is. He played last week.
Oh yeah, he's good.
Him and Kyler are playing. Chase Edmonds is back.
Cooper Kupp is questionable though.
He's gonna play.
Yeah, he's fine. He had a
ton. Him and Odell both are
probably chilling.
Odell, 2 touchdowns last 2 weeks.
I know they're incorporating him. It's what he wanted.
Should've went to Green Bay.
Yeah, he probably should have.
He'd be getting more touches. But anyway. All right. Anything else?
If I don't win in fantasy this week, I'm gonna be disappointed. Because I want to finish 500. If I win, I finish 500.
And that would be cool. Yeah.
Wildly respected.
Redemption story. If I don't play well in fantasy, I'm gonna be very disappointed.
Poop bowl, dude. If you go to the poop bowl and lose,
that would actually be crazy. Because I was the second best team in the league or third, but I was up there.
Yeah, you were on fire.
I literally was.
I think you were 6-2 at one point.
No. Yeah, five. No, actually, I had five wins. I probably was 5-2, and then
5-1 or 5-2 at one point. So yeah.
Let's look. Before we end, I'll look at my schedule and see.
Oh yeah.
We'll read the collapse.
Sticky Gasicki. Okay. You started out 2-2. 3-2. 3-3.
Actually, I was never really 4-3.
Four and three. Actually, no, you really weren't.
But I had some big weeks. That was the thing.
But you lost 4 in a row. You're on a 4-game losing streak.
Dude, I just needed to win one of those.
One of those, and you're fine. If you had beaten Richie, then things would be very different.
And my two losses that were really bad, 104-92 to Richie, and 113-101 to Tommy. And I think Tommy got
clapped by Parker, 175-107.
Yeah.
And Dylan last week.
If I started, I think it was Kendrick Bourne on New England or Cedric Wilson on Dallas against Tommy, I would have won.
Really? Instead of who? Let's look at
I don't know, Coleman, I think.
Tim Coleman had 9. Yeah, Kendrick Bourne had 23, and Wilson had 17. Yeah.
I was thinking about starting Bourne over Coleman, too.
If you started Cedric, you still would have lost.
Yeah.
But if you started Bourne, you would have won.
It's tragic. Anyway, all right, we'll let the people know how this week goes. And I guess go
Blue. Pray for a win. Just pray for a good game, for crying out loud. The Giants want to play well.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Go Blue.
Go Blue.